The Second Amendment is safe. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. Last Tuesday, John Paul Stevens, the retired Supreme Court justice, wrote in the New York Times that the students marching against gun violence shouldn't stop at banning AR-15s. They should go for broke. They should demand repeal of the Second Amendment. The NRA and the president immediately twittered their defiance. But wait, look who else is backing the sanctity of 2A. You're familiar with Antifa, the anti-fascists, black bandanas, hate Confederate statues? The election of Donald Trump made Second Amendment believers of some of them, too. Last year, a BuzzFeed reporter covering the movement found that they planned to use the lax gun laws to create a left-wing militia. A left-wing group called the John Brown Gun Club even put up a video of members firing AR-15s at Nazi targets. They, of course, were mercilessly ridiculed by conservative gun owners.
Like, I would be more afraid of some chimpanzees turned loose than I would be these people if it came down to any sort of conflict.
But an armed Antifa member was quoted as saying, "The more people the left can arm effectively, the less the right can laugh in their faces." Sounds like a Second Amendment supporter to me. So relax, America. Between the crack shots on the right and the amateurs on the left, the Second Amendment is safe. It's those of us in the crossfire I'm worried about. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.